Good morning.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord here in person and also online. Finish the thought. Patience is a... How many times have we heard that? So how patient of a person are you? For example, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most patient person no matter the circumstance, where would you put you on that scale? Now, someone who knows you, where would they put you on that scale? Patience is an area of life we all need to work on in this side of heaven, along with every aspect of life. But when it comes to patience, in particular on this day, we pray that God grant it to us and when. To Him be the glory now and forever, as we turn our attention to Him. Thus, we are gathered together in this place. I invite you to page 3 of our worship bulletin. God our Father, each day is a gift of your grace. Guide our steps by the light of your word. Better than life is your love. Praise be to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This I call to mind, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. I say to myself, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. Though He brings grief, He will show compassion.
So great is His unfailing love.
For He does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men.
He
Let us confess our sins to the Lord.
Almighty and merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed what we have devised and desired in our hearts. We have offended you and sinned against your holy law. We have done those things that we should not have done, and we have not done those things that we should have done. Have mercy on us, Lord. Spare us, forgive us, and restore us, according to your promises in Christ Jesus.
God, our merciful Father, has forgiven all our sins. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer and Savior. Jesus paid the penalty for our guilt by his death on the cross and freed us from death by his resurrection from the grave. We have peace with God now and forever.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Let us give glory to God, our light and our life. Let us pray. Hear our prayers, Lord Jesus Christ, and come with the good news of your mighty deliverance. Drive the darkness from our hearts and fill us with your light.
Through Jesus Christ, the Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Psalm 119. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path.
Your attention is directed to the insert for the song, The Yearning.
Tomorrow.
On this third Sunday of Advent, a reading from Holy Scripture, Job chapter 1, this account provides us with an opportunity to do a reality check on our own heart and our own allegiance to the Lord. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied. "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands, so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the heavens and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they are dead. And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Patience continues to be called for while on this side of heaven. A reminder of this, a reading from Holy Scripture, James chapter 5. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading.
A reading from Holy
Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. The reason why we can be patient is rooted in the fact that Jesus proved himself to be the one who was promised, the promised Messiah. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there is not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we turn to our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace, may it be yours in great abundance, and this is possible thanks to God our Father and our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose birth we look forward to celebrating once again because we know with his birth comes the fulfillment of other promises of God leading to our salvation. We focus then back on these words from James, "Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need him because we're not always the patient people that we are to be. And sometimes in our lack of patience, we do and say things that we wish we could take back, but like with toothpaste, once it's out, it's not going back in. And so God, continue to have mercy on our souls. And he does. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Have we reached that point yet? The love of most will grow cold? The answer is somewhat immaterial. I mean, we can make a case that yes, we are definitely living in those days. The love of most has grown cold. But a case could also be made that it could get worse, and those days are still coming. The answer is somewhat immaterial because instead of focusing on that aspect, we are encouraged to focus on the second part of that. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. The focus, regardless if we are in or yet still to come, those days of the love of most growing cold, is for us to stay focused on Jesus because he is at the center of the bigger picture. In fact, he is to be the center of our life. And as he is that, the center of our life, we then can do what the Lord encourages us to do and to be through the writer James, and that is be patient. Patient as we endure suffering. And who doesn't endure some sort of suffering? We may not experience the same sort of suffering that we hear Job experienced. That's a boatload of suffering he was given. And it wasn't by accident. And Job, we are told, endured. He endured not because of who he was, but because of who his God was and is. The Lord had given him a faith that enabled him to endure. Job may not have always been a patient person, as we continue to read on in Job, and yet he patiently endured, he persevered. And there is a difference between patience and perseverance. And so God, help us persevere patiently until he comes. Even as we have to endure suffering, even the remotest scale of suffering compared to the suffering Job endured. And what is that suffering that you personally are enduring? It might be something physical, an ailment that keeps lingering, a nagging cough that doesn't go away, a new ache or a pain. It might be a diagnosis as you got that ache or pain checked out, and now you're enduring the diagnosis. Maybe becoming even more apparent that you're one day closer to being with the Lord in true paradise. Maybe it's emotional, mental, struggling with all that's been going on in the world, from COVID to crime to you name it. Maybe it's hereditary. Maybe it's spiritual. Maybe you're struggling to see how the Lord God indeed does keep His promises in your life as you see the things that are going on in this world and might ask, God, where are you? Careful how He answers. Job found that out. Be ready to brace yourself, you human being. God doesn't mind the questions, but the attitude behind those questions is key. He may not give us the answers that we're looking for, but He gives us the answers we need. Not only in the face of suffering, which we may have to endure, whatever that suffering may look like, but also in the face of injustice, because let's face it, on this side of heaven, because of sin, there is injustice. That is nothing new, woke crowd. Injustice has always been there. And it always will be on this side of heaven. And we human beings, as we try to balance things out, it almost seems like we make things worse. Can we learn to let God be God and listen to His word? But the more we get away from His word, what happens? The more injustice there is in our world, which we have to endure, unfortunately, until the end of time. But we can. Another injustice that we have to endure is, why does it seem like the unbeliever has more blessings than the believer? That's not a new question at all. Believers in the Old Testament were even asking that question. Why do the unjust seem to prosper while the faithful seem to be crushed? We may never have a complete answer, satisfactory to us on that one, but be assured the Lord knows what He is doing and works out all things for our good. And through suffering, whatever that looks like, can keep us connected to Him. And through those blessings to the unbeliever, gives them an opportunity to realize that they did not bring about those blessings, but God is just and merciful, sending rain on the just and on the unjust. And so God calls us at such times to be salt and light all the more. To rejoice and give thanks to God when things are good, and to rejoice and give thanks to God even during the time of suffering. How do we come into this world? And how are we going to leave this world? Everything in between is the gravy. Let us never forget what's the most important. Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And so patience is called for. Patience like the farmer. The farmer recognizes they can only control what they can control. They can do the work, plant the seeds, and so forth. But finally, it's up to God to allow it to grow. And He's the one who's made it possible for it to grow in the first place. All the DNA and everything in it, along with sending rain and sun, and giving human beings brains to keep tweaking here and there, but it all goes back to Him. And so what a lesson we can learn from the farmer. But as we become less and less of an agricultural country, who think groceries just appear on the grocery shelf, we fail to appreciate where things come from. And we can miss out on the patience like that of the farmer. As we endure suffering and injustice of various kinds. And so God help us go back and picture in our mind what farming is like. If you have a garden, you know what it is like to be patient. God grant us that kind of patience. But I want it now, Lord. I mean, how long have we been a now people, a now generation? I mean, if the internet is not up and the next site is not there in a millisecond, what happens? Where's your patience? And then with social media today, I mean, there's not even a chance to take back any words or actions. Even if you meant it in the right light, it's going to be spun out of control so fast that it tests our patience. Pros and cons of technology. But it's here, and we need to adjust and use it for good. So God grant us patience. and in His time, not our time. And as we ask for that, we're also encouraged to not be devouring one another, to not grumble against one another, against the Lord or against one another, because what does that do? That does not create an atmosphere of patience and encouragement, and the Lord wants us to create an atmosphere of encouragement. And if we are biting and devouring one another, losing our patience and cool with one another, well, who from the outside would want to come and join that group? Hey, if you want your head bit off, go there. And reputations get out. And reputations are not easy to overcome. God help us, if we are biting and devouring each other, to stop. But God keep us from biting and devouring each other. Grumbling about who gets to do this and who gets to do that. God doesn't care about titles, does He? If there's something to be done, do it, and do it with a joyful heart. Are you doing it for Jesus, or are you doing it for your own glory? If you're doing it for your own glory, you're in the wrong church. Do it for Jesus. That's where the glory belongs. God grant us patience when our name is not in the bulletin when we think it should be. God grant us patience when we don't get credit for doing that task. I want people to know what I've done. God knows. Yes, we want to encourage and lift up and build up one another. But how many people have left the church because their name was not in the bulletin? God grant us patience. Even if something as trivial as that. Because there are bigger fish to fry in this world. And that's why God encourages us to focus on God's promises as we endure through suffering and injustice. God promised a Savior long ago, and talk about having patience. Over the centuries, God repeated that promise, and believers of all time are waiting for the fulfillment of that promise. But they held on to that promise because even the promise meant their salvation. And so they endured. The prophets who continued over and over again proclaiming the message of the Lord, for us, a child will be born. He's not born yet, but He will be. We know because God keeps His promises. And at the right time, God fulfilled that promise in sending His Son to be our Savior. It happened in God's time, not our time, because our time, we're like a mist in this life. We're here 1 minute, gone the next. And so what are we doing with the time that we have been given? And if God kept that promise, and He did, how much more we can trust that He will keep all His promises. I will be with you always to the very end of the age, He says. The proof of that? The cross. It's why Jesus came. It's why we celebrate Christmas. Because of the cross. The cross of Jesus. So that our sins could be forgiven. Can we get an amen to that? Can we get an hallelujah to that? And an amen once again. Right? Jesus died for our sins, for our lack of patience, and for all our other sins. We have been forgiven. No small feat, no small task. And so patience is possible through Jesus. And not only have our sins been forgiven, we have the hope of heaven. I mean, people are searching for peace and hope and contentment in the afterlife, but there's none like the one that Jesus offers. Sealed by His rising from the tomb. And so we have a hope like no other. And so how then can we not be patient until the Lord comes? Yes, we want it to come, but we wait for it patiently. We endure until it comes. And to help us that, then the Lord gives us that reminder of, let us not give up meeting together, but encourage one another to be patient, to stay connected to the means of grace which has brought us to faith, which God uses and then keeps us in the faith, the gospel in word and sacrament. He reminds us to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, for what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And he reminds us that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the eternal glory that awaits us. That's what Job had to hold on to. That's what the prophets had to hold on to. That's what we have to hold on to. And so, dear friends, continue to encourage one another to hold on to that. And you know which ones have kind of let go. God grant you the words and the opportunity to help them, by God's grace, firm up that grip. And so we pray, God, grant us patience in your time for us and in your ways for us. Can I get an amen? Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We join in the confession of faith. It's found on page 10.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
What are we meaning to say with these words?
I believe.
In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. This is most certainly true. Please be seated.
Thank you.
We pray. Grant us, O Lord, to live each day in gladness and peace, without stumbling and without stain, that reaching the evenings victorious over all temptation, we may praise you, the eternal God, for you govern all things and are praised now and forever. Make us instruments of your peace, where there is hatred, where there is injury, where there is doubt, where there is despair, where there is darkness, where there is sadness. O Lord, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. Dwell in our homes, O Lord, and let the trust of our families be centered in you alone, so that no difficulty, trial, or adversity rob us of the conviction that you are our helper in every time of need. Relieve the afflictions of the weary and the sick, and dry the tears of the troubled and sorrowful. Lead them to look to you as the unfailing spring of healing and hope. Lord, you love the cheerful giver who with open heart and hand blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving with a spirit large and true, that our life and all our living we may consecrate to you. Continue to shower grace upon grace on those celebrating a birthday this week, and help our married couples keep the spark in their marriage moved by your love for each of them. Lord, we ask that you refresh the bodies and minds of Jackie Moeller and Elaine Nisterchuk, who have been in need of medical assistance this past week. Not only refresh their bodies as you will for them, above all, continue to refresh their minds and hearts with the reminder that these health challenges do not change their status with you through Jesus. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And we also pray,
our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We pray.
O Lord God, our
Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. To highlight a few things here, place of Bible study today, we have our member brunch. We celebrate, by God's grace, all the members who are part of our St. Mark's family, but today we're also highlighting those who have joined our family in the year 2022, and so I would ask those who have joined our church family in 2022 to join me in the entryway. To form a receiving line. We don't have to shake hands if you're not comfortable with that. An elbow, just say hi, whatever it might be. And then if you've joined us in 2022, you are first in the brunch line. So there are perks to that. But again, welcome to everybody. Appreciate that. Yesterday, we were able to hold the walkthrough nativity. We did it inside. So attendance was down a little bit, but those who were there, what a blessing. And some people said it was nice to have it inside because we were out of the elements, and the s'mores were a hit and everything like that. So, but the message was shared about Jesus Christ. So thank you to all the volunteers to make that happen. Next Sunday at the 10:45 service, our school children will be having their Christmas service, so keep that in mind at 10:45. The 8 o'clock service will be a usual worship service. Then on Christmas Eve, our worship service times, 5 and 8 o'clock. 5, a more traditional worship service, 8 o'clock, lessons and carols. And then on Sunday morning, Christmas Day, worship at 9:30. And then New Year's Day, same thing, worship at 9:30. Our last midweek Advent service this coming Wednesday, so 6:30 worship service time, 5:30 supper begins if you want to come for that. That's held in the multi-purpose center. This is the last Sunday to sign the cards for our missionaries. You can find them in the lobby on the counter underneath the TV. There's 3 cards there for you to sign. Your thank offering envelopes for 2023 are available. If you get envelopes, if you're doing automatic giving and didn't want envelopes, you won't find them there, but you will find a packet there. Please take one of those, which explains the commitment process and volunteer opportunities and so forth. And so don't forget to take with your envelopes, regardless if you're auto or not, take your box and that envelope. And if you know of somebody who won't be here but would like their envelopes, please take them with. They're in the library. The library should be open. See the weekly news for the things that are going on at this time. And we'll end with the Wells Connection.
Merry Christmas. I'm Wells President Mark Schrader. Wells is incredibly blessed to be able to send missionaries out into the various parts of North America and the whole world to preach the good news of Christ to all creation. And although that invitation to do so from Jesus himself is an exciting one, it can also come with challenges. That's why the support that Wells members from across our synod give to our missionaries and their families is so vital.
Pastor Andrew Johnston serves as a Wells World missionary with his wife Cindy and their 5 children. Just weeks after their 3rd child was born in Antigua, the newborn ran a fever.
When little guys get fevers, it's usually some, you know, they worry about it because it could be some really serious stuff.
So Cindy brought her baby to the local hospital to see the pediatrician. They ran tests on him and did some blood work.
You know, obviously as a mom, you're just worried. I'm looking at the tests they're running and the blood work they're doing and everything they're doing, and I'm saying, oh my goodness, is this right? Is this what we should be doing?
So, for some confirmation, Cindy was connected with a Wells member in the United States who is also a pediatrician.
I'm sending him test results and sending him, you know, all the medications they're prescribing and the dosages and everything they were doing just to double check. A lot of the physicians there were very, very good and definitely knew their stuff. But, you know, you just worry because it's different.
Being outside of our comfort zone can certainly be worrisome at times. But thanks be to God. In the end, the Johnston son was okay and his fever passed. But Cindy says she's extremely thankful for the support that Wells members provided to her family.
It was just an unbelievable blessing to be able to text him throughout the process and throughout everything and just, you know, get his encouragement and his support and his confirmation.
Sometimes that support happens on an individual level. And other times, it happens on a larger scale, such as at gatherings of the Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, or LWMS.
Wells missionaries trekked to Africa in 1953 and established a church in the country we now call Zambia.
Or at Taste of Missions, held at Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary.
Mickey!
I am super excited about the work. It's never fun to be excited about something and have other people shrug their shoulders. So when you go to something like an LWMS convention or Taste of Missions, it is such encouragement to be around people who are just as excited as I am about the work of the gospel in other places.
I mean, we've got so many people who are supporting us in this work, and it feels really good to know that they're behind us and praying for us and eager to see us succeed, you know, as we go with God's word.
LWMS and Taste of Missions are wonderful ways that members of Wells churches can learn about various mission work that Wells is doing both in North America and around the world, directly from those who are in the field.
You're hearing the missionaries talk about their work. That's really not easy work. They don't have individuals welcome them all the time. Sharing Jesus is not necessarily something that is welcomed in specific countries or even here in the United States at times.
Sometimes our missionaries are on islands preaching the good news. Other times, it might feel like they are on spiritual islands, working in a culture and society that is so distant from God. But through the encouragement and enthusiasm of supporters, these missionaries and their families can, God willing, feel a little less alone.
That enthusiasm is kind of contagious. This huge group of people that's just standing behind you and supporting and singing their guts out, like, it's just so cool to be a part of that.
Support of these missionaries is so beneficial because their work is so vital that others might know of the peace and hope that only Jesus brings.
To everyone in the pew, to everyone who gives offerings, gives prayers, sends a letter to a missionary, befriends a mission, anyone who does that, just thank you, because it does not go unnoticed. It is so, so appreciated. And I always felt like a number of times over the years, you know, that letter came at just the right time, you know, where you were struggling or having trouble with something, and it just showed up, and it's super cool. So thank you very, very much.
Supporting missionaries, their families, and their work can happen in many different ways, such as attending one of these events, writing them a personalized message of encouragement, praying for their work, and supporting financially through your gifts. We thank you for all of the ways that you support Wells Mission Work, and if you'd like to learn more about how you can join these important efforts, visit wells.net/missions.
Give a moment for our new members to make their way to the entryway and their families.